Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Comes back, shall he find faith on the earth? Sometimes there's such a strong pull from the world that you can forget that without faith, it's impossible to please God. So do a quick inventory. Over the past week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, month, have you been pleasing God? Or have you been trying to figure it all out? Is faith. Look at someone and ask them, where is your faith?
Where is your faith?
We can have faith for things. That's okay. But at the end of the day, that's not the ultimate faith. Our ultimate faith is not in things. Our ultimate faith is in God alone. How could the Hebrew boys manifest such a miracle in the fiery furnace, except their testimony was whether the Lord delivers us or not? Our faith is not just in Him delivering us. Our faith is in Him. Lord, however you want to do it, whatever you want to do, when you want to do it, who you want to do it through, if you don't want to do it. My faith is in you. My hope is in you. You know, faith observes that which is not. You know, when it observes, take note of that word observes. It observes that which is not and gives it substance. Amen. When faith is observing something that's not, when it's observing it, it's giving it substance. It's almost as though it's beginning to summons what it's observing. It gives substance to that which is it observes. And as it's doing that, the purpose for faith giving substance to that which is not is to bring that which is not into the visible realm. Amen. That's what faith does. You know, sometimes opinions can mess you up. Well-meaning opinions, sometimes professional opinions. Sometimes those that are practicing, they have opinions, but we have one that's not practicing. He ain't practicing on us. Right? Let me say it again. Faith observes. Take note of that word, observes. I'm giving you something with that. Faith observes that which is not, that which is not seen. That which is not manifested, that which you cannot necessarily touch. It observes that which is not and gives it substance. That's what faith does. Amen. That it may appear and become visible. Do you know it's by faith that we interact with that which is not, so it can become that which you hope for. Amen. Let me say this again. By faith, someone say by faith. We interact. When you are walking by faith, you are interacting with something that you don't see. By faith, you interact with that which is not, that which you haven't touched yet, that which you may have hoped for, but you don't see it. You interact with that which is not, so it becomes what it ultimately will become, what you have hoped for. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Ephesians 1 and 3, let's lay a foundation here upon which we can build. Ephesians 1 and 3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. So in that realm that faith delves into, we are already blessed. Everything is provided. There's no lack. Only God's best. That's where faith delves into. Let me read that again. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. I want you to say that to someone, two people. I'm already blessed. Say it to a third person. Say it to a third person. Say it to a fourth person. Say it to a fifth person. Say it till you mean it. I'm already blessed. I'm already blessed. I'm already. Do you realize you are already blessed? You are all, in that realm, you are already blessed. And so is faith that goes or interacts in that realm. Faith is the vehicle, the egress, not unbelief, not questioning, not uncertainty, not facts, faith. It goes into that realm, and that which you hope for is able to give that substance in that realm, because what you're hoping for, you're already blessed with. But it's faith, the arm of faith. I had my granddaughters at this new place that's opened up down in Jensen. Got a lot of games and stuff in there, and they have they have this at other places too, where they got all these like stuffed animals and stuff down in there, and you pay, and then press the button and the claw goes up, and the claw is open. you want that one over there? You go there, and you snatch it, and you get it, and the claw brings it up out of there, and if you're real good, you'll get it there, but sometimes it drops before you. I'm gonna try this again. got too close. But every now and then you claw that thing and you know you got it. Huh? That's what faith goes into that realm, like the claw. And the thing you had your eye on that you observed. That dream, that desire, that longing, that hope. Huh? That's why you can't stop expecting. Amen. You got to win that battle of expectation, because some in this world have stopped expecting. They're just kind of rolling with the punches. What's next? Just trying to hold on. No. Rise up above that. You are already blessed. Remind yourself. Change the filter if you need to. Change the filter, clean the filter. Something to cut off toxicity. I need to say something. God wants your temple right too, right? How you gonna lead your family and you can't even hardly get around, no energy? How you gonna do ministry and you sleep all day? You can't stay awake. And we want to blame it on the devil a lot of times, but a lot of times it's what you're putting into the temple.
Amen. 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 Amen.
It's not, well, this is demonic. No.
Amen.
How many of real food does not come in a box? Hey, real food don't need no commercials. Child, I'm going to get me that. I'm going to have that tonight.
Amen.
Then you're sitting back feeling like you're gained about 20 pounds. You know, no slight on this particular company, but they're the largest food, well, not the largest. Subway is the largest, but this other one is the second largest in the world. But their French fries, you know, have you ever noticed their French fries are always perfect? And they're long. They will only take one type of potato. And if they come across, because see, the potatoes have like these dark streaks in those potatoes, some of them, they won't take those. So in order to get that type of French fry, they have to put a pesticide on them. And farmers can't go back for like 5 days once they put it on. They can't go back out there. It'll kill them. And they gotta wait like 5 weeks almost to some months before they can even get to the potatoes. But they're the best French fries in the world. I take a large, extra large order of fries. And you wonder why you got that pain. I don't even know why I got that way. We're talking about faith here. But see, tell somebody, take care of the temple. People wake up to coffee. You got it on automatic. Right before the clock goes off. Yeah. That caffeine. Huh? And then an energy drink after that. All through the day. Coffee in the afternoon, right? Then a snack.
Amen.
And all that is boxed up stuff.
Amen.
Ain't nothing real about it. Now, coffee's not that bad. I'm not saying coffee, you can drink coffee, but what I'm saying is you ought to wake up to water.
Amen.
Well, I just don't like the taste of water. You know why? Because all that toxicity is in you. You develop the taste for artificial stuff.
Amen.
I just can't stand water. 90% of you is water. I'm telling you, you'd be amazed if you'll discipline yourself to just start drinking it. You ain't got to drink gallons and gallons, you know. But drink enough to flush out. You'll be amazed what water will energize your body.
Amen. Amen.
Five Red Bulls by noontime. You're thinking like a leaf trying to stay awake. No.
Amen.
Tell somebody, drink some water. Why are we saying that? Because, see, a lot of times you're dysfunctional in your faith because you're dysfunctional in taking care of your temple.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.